Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, the organizer, to give me the opportunity to present our work. So this is talking about a cotton gin breeding information management system. We give it the short name as BIMS, B-I-M-S. In my talk, we'll include four parts. First, I'm going to give introduction to BIMS, and then how to access BIMS, and then the major component of BIMS. At last, I'm going to show examples of using BIMS. The BIMS is a system developed to provide individual breeders with a secure and a comprehensive online management system. It will allow breeders to store, manage, archive, analyze their private data as well as public data if it's public data available in the BIMS. And the user can manage data from a field book app or Android app that collecting phenotype data in the field. The last two is we're still in the developing, but that's the goal, to utilize breeders' integrated pedigree, phenotype, genotype data, and also keep incorporating open source new genomic tool and the breeding decision tools in a seamless access and high performance computer. This is I'm going to show how to access BIMS. So if you have your private data already stored in BIMS, or you want to add your private data into BIMS, you have to log in Cotton Gin first. Otherwise, you can go ahead to access into BIMS through the Cotton Gin homepage navigation bar under tools. That's BIMS. Click there, or you can click on the manage breeding through the session of tools quick start. Then there's you will see this interface. On the header, it's a BIMS the header there on the right side. Okay. Okay, here you will see your login information. That's anonymous means you log in as a public. And on the left side, it's the panel shows the BIMS components. And click on the one of the components will show it the information within that components or the data contents in the components. On the right side, it's the major window of the BIMS in web interface. The tab showing with the arrow point there is showing what components you're currently using, and the will give you a brief introduction about these components. If you have any data contents within that components, it's showing the list of those contents. Choose particular contents, like say the one of the program you select, and the program name will show you on the header left here. And on the right side is showing the details about this program you select. This is the interface when you log in as a private. So you can see your login, your name showing on the here. And also there's a little difference from public when you log in. So you will see the program admin menu. It's allow you to create a new program and add members to your program. So who you want them to be able to see your data, and you can add those members there. And in addition, you will see your private program along with all the public available. You will see your private program name showing on the window. Okay, so now we move on to manage breathing component. This slide is showing the managing the or the browsing the program the different locations in that program. We know this is selected the still the RBTN data. And it's showing the managed location, and you will see the location list under the main area, and you can select one or two or all of those locations, and to view that locations on through the Google Map. To browse the data from the trees of your selected program. You click on trees in the manage breathing components, and you select specific trees from the trees list. On the right side, you will get a general description about these trees and also all the trees. If this is a numerical score, it will show the histogram of those distributions. If the trees is categorical, you will see the proportions showing in a different color. I said that in that graph. And next time, I'm going to give an example of using BIMS search. Assume we want to search germplasm partially, especially with the germplasm name starts as Akela, Delta, Fiber, and Store, soon, well, somehow. So you just, I want to see all the trees. It's of a specific year of 2017. And I want to look which one will they have a macronair value between 4 and 5. So to do so, we go to this search, BIMS search, and first we start from accession. The accession here means germplasm, and we can choose name, and then that will have a list showing. Start with or give a full name, somehow like that. So we choose a start with and put the four words we wanted. And then we add. Next, we will choose year, data year, and set it into 2017. And then we move down to the trees from the list. We select the macronair. There are some few screenshots, but it's for some reason it's missing here, so I just explain. So you choose the macronair, and you narrow it down by adding the minimum as a 4 and maximum as 5, and then so you add one as a name, and the second one as a year, and the third one is a macronair. Narrow down the region, and then it's showing the all of those after you set up your filters. This is the what you filtered. So also it's listed how many scores in each filter after you added. And then at last we want to view the result, so you click here to view. And in your result list, you may want to add a little more information along your result, the search result. For example, we don't filter location, but we do want to see the location along with your result table. So you click location we want to add, and you may want to add some other trees. along with those the result you filtered out. So what other traits along with the macro layer you selected? So you just check, or you can check here to add all traits. And then you click on the button update, and those information will be included into your search result table. And then this is the search result will look like. So with your germplasm you selected, and the microlayer is fits in your region, and along with other information you just checked. And to download the data, you can click the button download here, and then it will allow you to save the result table as an Excel file onto your own computer. And because your here it shows login as a public, if you have your own BIMS account, the login, and you can log in and save the result, save this result under your BIMS search result. So next time when you get into BIMS, click here, you will see your result. This example is giving the using BIMS data analysis. Example is choose two data sites from Lubbock, Texas, and west side California in two different years. And then we select from the trial, we select the two in this particular year, and they will list all the traits available for you to compare. And on the right side here is showing all four different four different colors. And you may want to compare same location two different year or different year same location. So you can come out the tool and you just select the picture showing the tool. So this is the brief way to show how to improve your data to BIMS. I'm not going to go to the details because that would be too much. Just to show you is two different ways you can, if you use a Fieldbook app, you can get the data directly from your Fieldbook app. If you don't have that, use that Fieldbook, you can save your data into BIMS template, and then as an Excel file, and then you input. So I'm going to skip here. At last, we have a BIMS user menu. You can go to Cotton Jeans navigation bar under Help, and click on user menu, and you will see more information there. At last, we want to thank all the companies, industrial companies, governments, and academics for the supporting Cotton Gene. And I want to thank all of those Cotton people. They contribute the data and they're using data. So the last three lines showing us is if you have any questions, suggestions, or you need help, click on contact through cottongene.org contact. You can join the mailing list, the Cotton Gene mailing list. Thank you for your being here.